Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
The things that we should be keeping clean in our homes that maybe you don't always think of to clean. There's three things, right? Eerstens, the surface above the stove. So like Vardy, soos olie of whatever, nou spat agtertoe en so.
Yeah. Okay.
That has to be cleaned, obviously. But that's a no-brainer for me, right?
Well, see, also it depends on what kind of a stove you have, you see. Because if you've got the old school stoves with the knobs, then I think that's, they're talking about that part. But I mean, if you like cool and you've got an induction stove, then
you know what I mean?
It doesn't spat onto anything there.
The tweede ding is the water dispenser and the ijskas. And the ice dispenser as well. That in our house gets cleaned once a week.
Okay.
The water dispenser. So that's like, and it's because of moisture that can lead to mold that needs to be cleaned often.
Well, you see, but I can understand why people don't think about it, because you think water is clean. So, you know, why would you need to clean it if it's clean water that you put in there?
Yeah, like water is self-cleaning. And then the third one, which actually I had eintlik 'n gesprek gehad met ons producer Wayne oor hierdie een, is die asblikke in jou kombuis en in jou badkamer. So die vullisblikke in your kitchen and in your bathroom should be cleaned thoroughly inside and out. And then a lot of people think maybe as hulle nou 'n sakkie insit, dat die sakkie word weggegooi, maar blykbaar is daar heel wat anders soos bakterieë en daai tipe goed wat actually
just leaks out kind of thing,
of dis net in die lug of wat ook al. So dit moet ook skoon gemaak word op a regular basis.
Can I tell you something that I think about that I wonder about whether it gets cleaned or not? You know the thing that cleans the toilet?
Yes.
How often do we clean the thing that cleans the toilet? You know, that brush, the can that holds the brush after you've cleaned the toilet. Yeah. You see, because now you've cleaned the toilet and it's got like the dirt on it and you scrub it. But then the container of the thing that holds...
Die container moet skoon gemaak word. Ten minste een keer 'n week. Ten minste... Nee!
Start thinking about it.
Kopskit vir hierdie. Nee, die container moet ten minste een keer 'n week skoon gemaak word. As jy dit nie doen nie, asseblief van hierdie oomblik af, doen dit nou. Luister, ek mis nou verskriklik baie vir Rob, want hy doen hierdie gereeld. Is ons gesels en ons prep en ons maak 'n plan oor... waaroor ons gaan gesels in die show. And then sometimes there is just something that gets said that derails the plans completely, because this is just a way more interesting topic. So, ons het nou gepraat, ek en Joe, oor plekjies in jou huis wat jy dalk vergeet om skoon te maak, of jy weet dalk nie dat jy dit skoon moet maak. En ons het gepraat oor drie goed. The surface above the stove, the water and the ice dispenser on the fridge, and then kitchen and bathroom trash cans, or like your little rubbish bins, right? We have got so much feedback on the WhatsApp line of people who just want to add to this discussion. So that is what we're going to talk about now.
Okay.
Wat is 'n plekkie in jou huis wat jy dalk vergeet om skoon te maak? Of wat jy dalk nie geweet het, moet gereeld skoon gemaak word nie. So, that's sent a message to say, ek gril my dood as mense nie hulle airfryer skoon maak nie. Wow. Okay. Every time we use our airfryer, we clean it.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, right? I mean, because an airfryer is basically a convection oven.
Yes.
So, it's like, if you use your oven, you clean it.
Exactly. So, airfryer, that's a no-brainer for me. Then, Werner sent us this.
Middag Ros, Werner van Brakman hierso. Een ding wat my die horriepiep gee, wat gereeld, amper elke dag afgevee moet word, is, gaan kyk bykie jou afdroog rakkie. Gaan lig bykie die stoute oukie op, en dan kyk jy hoe vuil, ek ben jy, is nou skoon skolegoed wat jy nou daar opsit, en wat nou drip draai. Gaan kyk bykie hoe lyk dit onder die oukie, so wat die water nou daar droog word. Dit is gross. En die afdroog rakkie self, hoe die mold en die ding ook pas plak, groei, 6 man.
Sies man, en ek dink ek nou nuwe sê ding. Dit gee my die horrie pieps.
He sounds like he's going to make a great father-in-law one day because, yeah, you know, he's going to get to his children's house and be like, hmm.
With his white tissue.
Mm. Just did you wipe the under the raki thing?
Checking the germs. Vilma, it here is
there. In the kitchen is your spice bottles, and that can become very, very dirty, especially if you maybe braai something and you handle the meat with your bare hands and then you touch the nice steak and chops bottle and you just forget to wipe it off.
Yeah.
So yeah, spice bottles are apparently one of the most dirtiest items in the kitchen.
Yo, so almal het 'n opinie. Ek geniet dit so om al die stories te hoor. 0848500942. Dit is ons WhatsApp lyn. Laat weet ons, is daar iets wat jy of mense wat jy ken vergeet om skoon te maak? We have got the most brilliant story from Bodil. She sent us a WhatsApp. You're not going to believe what she said. Everything seems to be molding in people's houses. Yo, yo, yo. We have got some absolute crackers in. We're chatting this afternoon, completely unexpectedly, about how people forget sometimes or aren't aware that there are certain surfaces and things that need to be cleaned because jy vergeet of jy weet nie daarvan nie. So I mentioned that we got a story in on WhatsApp from Bodil. Thank you so much, Bodil. This is going to absolutely blow your mind, Jo. Luister.
Hello, Roz. And hi, Jo, man. Missing Rob a bit. So, you said that the backsplash above the stove is kind of like a no-brainer, right? Yeah. My husband and I, in our first little rental that we moved into, we had a gas stove. And the backsplash from the gas stove had black tiles, and at first I thought that these black tiles were texturized, and the stove itself looked like it was gold. By the time I spring cleaned it, the gas stove was silver, and the backsplash I could see myself in. So the previous tenants had built up so much grime on the backsplash that it looked like a texturized tile, but it was actually to a point where if you cleaned it, you can see your own reflection. So yeah, no, not a no-brainer for everybody.
Oh my soul, Bodil, to the point where it looks like a whole different type of tile, where you think
texturized,
where you think someone's actual lack of cleanliness is just a design choice. It's like, you know, we loved how this tile looked a little bit grimy. Mm-hmm. And actually, yeah, that is how much dirt that they'd let accumulate. Work Wayne sent us a message. Your cell phone needs to be cleaned regularly. Lots of dirt unseen. Adele say, I freak out when people don't clean their braai roosters. I'll just wipe with the newspaper. I get the absolute grills.
The absolute grills.
You see what we did? We see what you did there, Adele. We see. Then Jose sent a message to say, hi, I'm an electrical contractor, and when I do certificates of compliance, places I find that people forget to clean behind the beds, extractor fans, behind fridges, washing machine, dishwashers. Then Nick said this, and this is actually quite a big one.
O, en nog 'n ding is jou wasmasjien, outomatiese wasmasjien se bakkie wat jy die seepoeier en jou stysoft ingooi. Daai bakkie pak lekker aan, hoor.
Ja, maar dit kan jy sien. Dit kan jy kan mos sien. Dit word so
ingekook
met sulke, it becomes like a paste. Exactly. That's not something you can forget about because you're seeing it all the time.
Hallo, my naam is Bianca Diedriks van Rustenburg.
Hallo.
En ek wil sê, ek beloof julle, nie almal maak hulle tuimeldroërs sit rakkie dingetjie met jiggie skoon waar die stoffies gaan lê nie. Ek beloof vir julle. En dan as jy 'n inloopspens het, wie van julle maak julle spense skoon? Nou gaan dit sleg.
Nou gaan dit sleg.
You're going to have to translate for me. What's a spens?
A pantry.
Oh, okay.
Waar jy soos jou spices.
Oh, like a walk-in.
Jou inloop spens. Daar leer jy ook iets vandag, Jo.
Okay.
Jeff said, this is a story about a lady who washed the toilet brushes in the dishwasher.
Okay.
So she actually was doing what you said. You were like, yeah.
Wait, in the dishwasher?
In the dishwasher. Yeah. Nee, dit is net gross. Okay. I will nog hoor. This is a Drive with Robin Ross. We're talking about weird places that you might, not even weird places, places in your house that you might forget to clean, or things that you might not realize need to be cleaned. Hoe gereeld doen jy dit? Of jy dit nou doen? Ken jy mense wat dit nie doen nie? Of is alles net gross? Wat is die plekke wat mense nie weet hulle moet skoonmaak nie? Of wat mense vergeet om skoon te maak? David sent us this one, which I think is something people forget.
Hi, Roz. Probably shower curtains. And if you've got glass doors, those also don't get cleaned often enough. Cheers.
Yeah. Glass doors, but jy kan mos sien.
Yeah, you see.
Jy kan nie vergeet van dit nie. Dit is mos nou iets wat jy elke dag met jou eie oë kan sien.
Or do you shower every day?
Now you're coming with another kettle of fish that you're opening a whole other can.
Because it's winter, you never know.
Yay. Steve says, we just purchased a house fully furnished. Besides the dirt, the consumables in the pantry or the kitchen had expired, was dated back to 2011. That's a teenager.
But also, so when you buy a fully furnished house, you also still get like the canned food in the house. That's like proper food stewards. Just take the dog.
When they say, as is fully furnished, we're even giving you the food. Lisa Belinda Sekiri. Belinda?
Belinda, you're an Ek hoop het gaan lekker so op 'n donderdag met julle. Kyk hier. As jy nou 'n sousie oor jou kos wil gooi en jy draai daai prop oop en daai taai goed loer soveel van die kant af. Nee, wat? Die kos moet maar bly staan of die sousie moet maar bly staan. Ek sal dit eet hier.
So daai, maar dit is ook goed wat jy kan sien. As jy 'n tamatiesous bottel of 'n barbecue sous bottel of 'n wat het en jy kan sien dit is so aangepak, jy maak dit mos skoon. Surely you do. Surely. Eloise sê jou tandepasta houertjie asseblief. Marius is ook nie beïndruk nie.
Hi Ros. Marius here. Yeah. I'm just driving here and listening to you guys on the radio now and I think one of the areas that people forget to clean is under your cushions on your couches. How often do people lift those up to vacuum or clean? I mean, I think the other day I cleaned there and I found a knickknack that I ate in 2007. So yeah, I think those are one of the places that people forget to clean.
Wow, this is just getting better and better. And then we had also this one in from Neil.
Hi Roz, nog 'n plek waar mense baie selde skoonmaak is bo op hulle kombuiskaste. Dit is 'n baie algemene plek, maar ek kan nou vir jou beloof, dis 'n plek wat baie min skoon gemaak word. En so ook om en agter jou toilet. Ja. In jou badkamerkassie.
Ja.
Die baie mense het wel badkamerkassies en ongeorganiseerde motors.
Ja, Neil is glad nie beïndruk nie. Elindra het ook op die badkamerkassie plekkie gaan stil staan. Sy sê, "Hi Roz." So this is directed at
yes.
me.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you clean your bathroom cupboard? About once every 2 months.
Okay.
Then I go through wat die botteltjies kan ek nou verwyder. Ek maak hom skoon. Ek verstaan. Ja, hierdie is 'n ding wat hierdie gesprek het my regtig verbaas oor hoeveel mense iets het om te sê. Ons vat dit verder op ons sosiale media Jacaranda FM op Facebook en @jackadrive op Instagram. Gaan gesels saam. Hoe gereeld maak jy die goed skoon wat mense dalk vergeet om skoon te maak?